Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forged tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forged tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Sometimes you just gotta go after it and attack. Attack those dreams. Attack your desires. Attack the person that you know you can be, but not this other person that you know you shouldn't be. And that's that lazy individual that resides inside of you right now. And it's telling you not to get up, not to go forward, not to get better. Is that who you really are? I don't think so. Tough times will happen, and you just gotta get tougher. Let's be honest, ladies and gentlemen, we've all had those days where we just not feeling it. We don't wanna get out of bed, we don't wanna go to work, we don't wanna go to the gym. We wanna wait for someone to save us, to make us better when we have the power within ourselves. Throughout life, no matter what you do, who you are, where you come from, there are going to be some things that you may not even understand why it's happening to you in your life right now. Why is this happening to me? What did I do to deserve this? But I'm here to let you know there's a season for this, and there is a reason for this. Not everything is going to go the way you want. That I do know. But you have to stand fast, and you've got to keep pushing forward. Don't get lost and the abyss of giving up. Just because it's not working for you right now doesn't mean you stop working. Do you have the strength? Do you have the mindset to release this lazy mentality? Don't wait for something to happen. You make it happen.
Lazy is not going to get that weight off your chest. Lazy is not going to help you to drop those pounds. Lazy is not going to help you to go that extra mile. Lazy, it's not your last name. Do not hold yourself back from your true potential. What you possess inside, make this day count. Make every rep count. Make every breath that you take count. How much pain can you endure? You're going to feel like you can't carry on. You're going to feel that sense of emptiness, that sense of weakness. And not everyone is ready for it. Not everyone is built for it. But what about you? Stop being lazy.
Make the most of your life right now. It's tough. I know it. It gets even tougher along the way. So I want you to really hold on tight and give it everything you got. Know that there is a chance for you. I need you to really focus on where you want to go in your life. Doesn't matter what other people think about you. You feel like if you're going too fast, everybody's saying you're going too fast, maybe I should slow down. Or do you really want to slow down? Do you really want to stop bettering yourself? Do you really want to give up on yourself? I mean, don't get me wrong, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing wrong with patience, but sometimes you can't wait too long. If you're sitting around just waiting, you're going to be waiting a long, long, long time, and you have no time for that, because time is of an essence, and time, as we all know, doesn't wait for anyone. So what are you going to do? Are you just going to sit around? Are you going to just continue to believe that you don't have what it takes? It's time to release the best of you inside right now. Tomorrow has not come yet. Too many people believe in tomorrow, but they don't believe in the now, the right now. You cannot afford to wait to better yourself.
The pain that you will endure along this journey in your life, it's a process.
But keep your head up and stop looking down. I know sorrow comes, anger comes, sadness comes. You feel all of these things putting you in a position where you just don't think you got it. But I believe you do. But you got to believe it too. So keep on pushing forward. Times are tough. Life is tough. But life is good because you're living right now. And all you need to do is to continue to be the best of yourself. Don't doubt yourself. Don't feel that you're the only one that's hurting, because you're not. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of people out there right now who just don't have it anymore. And they just want to let go. They refuse to hold on. But you gotta hold on. Just know there is a chance for you. Right now, at this moment, there is a chance for you. All you have to do is just continue to go forward.
The obstacles that you will face along the way, that's just the nature of the beast. You can't avoid it, but you can go through it. Your abilities, your drive, the determination that you must have will get you to where you need to be. But you must come to realize that pain is temporary.
Do you have the strength? Do you have the mindset to release this lazy mentality?
What do you have within you? Are you really strong enough to carry on? Put away the doubt. Put away the negativity. Put away the fear. And go after it. Don't look back. What's behind you, leave it there. What's in front of you is your destiny. Every movement, every step, every breath that you take must count for something good. Know that you are going to make it. This is your opportunity. Enough with the excuses. I will be greater than my pain. I will be greater than my excuses. I will be greater than the ground that I run on beneath my feet. For I am above the ground and not under it. Get yourself in the right perspective in life, because there will be many more challenges ahead. And some of these challenges will make you or break you. You can bend, but you do not have the right to be broken. Get up and run with a purpose.
You know better. Now it's time to do better. So keep on pushing forward.
Get it done. Be productive. Be powerful. And from the bottom of my heart, keep it moving. Run hard. Run strong. And conduct your business.
Life is going to be hard. No one said it was supposed to be easy. Life isn't fair. Sometimes you just got to do it alone. What do you do? How do you live? How do we get through it? You got to stand up. You got to get up. The path that you have chosen was never designed to be easy. Some people want it easy, but I dare you to go the hard way. What do we do with the life that has been given? How do we face the circumstances that have been brought before us? Do we give up? Do we stand up? Do we push through? Those are the questions that we ask each and every day when we are faced with adversity. Hard times create tough masks. Tough masks create tough characters. But you got to carry on. So when it gets tough, you gotta get tougher. When you're standing on your own two feet and the storm is coming in, you still gotta stand. And sometimes you just gotta stand alone. Greatness requires work. And hard work is how you get it. You don't give up because it's hard. You don't give up because it's challenging. You don't give up on you. Let the hard work begin. So when you're standing alone, make sure you stand with a pure heart, with a great mindset. Because there's no one like you. There's nothing that can stop you. No one can do the things that you do. No one can stand like you do. You have to keep going. You have to be truthful to who you are inside. It was never designed to be easy. Don't give up. Go for it. The question is, how hungry are you? How much are you willing to give of yourself? Because it's really ultimately up to you. You can't sit around and waste time. You can't sit around and determine that everything is going to go your way. Because it will not go your way all the time. But I tell you what, if you keep laying around wasting time, time is going to continue to carry on with or without you. Because you have already decided to lay in your bed because you were just too tired to get up. It's up to you to make a difference so that you can be a difference maker. It's up to you to be a solution and not a problem. That means you got to be serious and you got to be willing and you got to be dedicated. You got to take that leap of faith. I understand it will never be easy. I understand that I got to work. I understand that sometimes I want to give up. But I will not give up. So while you're sitting around, moping around, blaming everybody for what you're not doing, guess what? Nobody's gonna sit around and wait for you to do the right thing for yourself. Because it's all up to you. So just get busy. You are on your way. Success doesn't have time for your excuses. Success doesn't have time for your laziness. Success doesn't have time for the person who doesn't truly want to change. See, I know you are scared, but turn that fear into fire. We've all been there. We've all been afraid of something. But don't give up. You keep trusting. You keep believing. You keep going. Embrace the suck. And keep on fighting. It's okay that you fail, but don't think you don't have what it takes. Don't doubt. Don't be ashamed. Trust in who you are. I must work. I must believe. I will fight. I will work. I will push. And I will never quit on me. Don't you give up. You hold on. Don't you say you don't have it. If that job is not working out for you, you keep working. If someone that you trusted, it runs out, you keep trusting in you. If someone broke your heart, they say a broken heart can mend. Stop putting so much faith in people and understand who you really are inside. There is a reason for your life. Live the life. Don't give up the life. Know that your challenges are necessary. Know that you are a purpose beyond things that other people will never understand. And who says that everyone has to understand you? Question is, do you understand you? Do you believe in you? You are the author of your story. Write your book and sign off on it and say, this is my life and I'm gonna live it. Not just this year, not just next year, for whatever life I have left, I am going to stay locked in and I am going to push with every ounce of strength and purpose and will and love that I have. No one can take that away from me. That is how you should be. Let the other ones think what they want. Let them feel what they feel. But don't you dare say you're nothing because they think you're nothing. Look beyond new me, new you. Look beyond being like someone else. Make sure that you're paying attention to who you are and what you represent. Because you are stronger if you believe it. You are better than the things that are holding you down. Never give up. Find your reason. Find the purpose that is within you. Because you live for a reason. And your time is not up yet. So don't waste it on nonsense. Keep moving forward. Every time you look around you and you see people that are giving up on their lives, people are hurting. But I'm here to let you know, ladies and gentlemen, everybody goes through some kind of hell. No matter how high they get up on that mountain. Because you was not put here to not face challenges. You were not put here to not have struggles embarked in your life. This is why you have to get locked in. Locked in on strength. Locked in on faith. Locked in on you. Make a difference. Stop saying the same things every day, every month, every year. New me, new you. Every time you hear it, it sounds like a broken record with a hole in it. Enough with that. Let's get real with living. Let's get real with life. Let's get real with accountability. And just do what we're supposed to do. Because if we don't put the work in, you're not going to get nothing out of it. I promise you that. And if you're worried about failing, I'm here to let you know, ladies and gentlemen, you got to fail. You will fail. You are going to get tired. You're going to feel weak. You may even want to give up. But none of those things matter, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't matter. As long as you don't give it power. Just remember, whatever hell you are enduring with right now, another season is coming. And you will embrace it, and you will get through it. Sometimes we find ourselves in this dark place where there's no light. We feel that there's something holding us so far away from our truth. We give it too much power when it doesn't deserve it. None of us are in a position at this point in our lives to give up. This is the time that you have to dig just a little bit deeper and fight a little bit harder than you've ever done in your life. Because times are really getting difficult. They are going to challenge you each and every day you wake up out of that bed. But you're not in the position right now, ladies and gentlemen, to quit. You can do this if you believe that you have the ability to do it. Every year, something changes. Every year, there are new challenges. Every year, you hear something or someone saying, new me, new you. Every year. When will you come to the conclusion that now is what you need to be focusing on? Now is when you put the work in. Now is when you make a decision that this is who you are and there's no going back. You can't look at the past anymore. You can't worry about the things that you have no control over. But what you can do is decide right now where you want to be in your life. How much time do you believe you have in this world? Do you honestly think that your life is going to just go on forever? I understand some days you're going to have those weary days and you're not feeling it. You're tired, you're angry, you're sad, you're miserable. You're going to have to learn to be a stronger individual. You're going to have to learn that you got to endure and you got to find strength and you got to stand tall and you got to fight and breathe and live and have purpose. What are you waiting for? Let's go right now. Keep going. Keep pushing. Fight. Push. Run. Hard. Go. 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 Now. Listen up. Wasting your life is an early trip to the grave. I'm not necessarily saying a physical grave, but I'm talking about your ideas and your dreams. I'm talking about you, the individual right now, the one that refuses to listen, the one that refuses to work hard. You're wasting your life, and you don't even realize it. You're killing yourself, and you don't even understand it. You're hurting yourself. You don't even feel it. Because you are immune to excuses. You let excuses devour you. And you're standing there. And you're wasting time. And you're not working. You're not putting forth the effort that is necessary to get you where you need to be. But instead, you're listening to the voices of the world. And you're blaming things on everybody else instead of blaming yourself. This is a reality check. This is when you have to make up your mind and stop wasting your life. Make something happen today. Don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow never said it was coming for you. But you have this moment today, right now, to make a difference, to be a better human being, to stop hurting others, start depending on your righteousness, to stop putting others down, start lifting them up, to stop saying that you cannot be better when you know within yourself that you can. Don't waste your life. Rise above it today. Tomorrow doesn't belong to you. You got the fight right now, and you got the push, because the most important thing about life is living it, and you got to stop wasting that life. Life is a precious gift. If you're just sitting around wasting time, wasting your life away, then you're never going to find the right way. So you got to get after it. I promise you, it works. But you got to put the work in first. You got to take the necessary steps. You got to be able to be determined and fight for the will that you have inside of yourself and get strong each step of the way. So keep working, keep fighting, keep pushing, keep running right now. Now I'm telling you to get up and move and don't waste your life. Fight for it today. Live for it today. And from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business. You got to learn to get out of your own way. You got to stop believing that you don't matter. You got to know that you're living for a reason. And there's so much work to do within you. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your life. Come on, people. Get it together and feel that blood that flows through your veins. Feel that life that you have in your lungs today. What you're doing matters. If you're not putting the effort in to better yourself, then you're never going to see your truth. This is why you need to understand that many people out there are ultimately wasting their lives, but not you. You don't have that right. You got the right to live, though. You got the right to fight for it. You got the word that's in you. The word is go. The word is life. The word is in you. Now, what you do depends on you, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let it go to waste. Put that word in you. That word means to go. That word means to live. That word means you got this. You got to keep going, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what. Stay on that path and keep pushing, because I promise you, when it's all said and done, you got to be the last one standing. But don't stand for mess. Don't stand for nothing. Rise up for something. I know it's hard, and I know it's tough, but life is your greatest teacher. So use it to your advantage and make it come to life for you. What is it going to take for you to wake up? When are you going to begin to realize that the work has to be done? You have to apply yourself. Don't be lazy. That lazy mentality will get you nowhere. And if you're not willing to fight for it, who else do you think is going to fight for it for you? This is what I mean, ladies and gentlemen, about wasting your life. You are the only person that matters right now and making a difference within yourself. And sometimes people just don't want to do that. They'd rather sit around and do nothing. Wait for an excuse to show up with more excuses. Wait for somebody to save you and pick you up when you're down. I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be laying down for a long time, because we're living in a time right now, everybody's doing what they got to do to stay afloat. So you can't sit around and waste your life waiting for someone to save yours. Get to work. I'm telling you, get to work right now. Because if you don't, you're gonna lose it. You will never get it back because you let it go too far. So today, make it count. Don't waste the time. Why you not doing what you're supposed to do? Why you not going harder than you've ever gone? Why are you limiting your mindset? Why are you limiting your journey? Why are you limiting your life? Come on, people. Let's go after it together. You can do this. You must do this. I promise you, if you just stay focused and keep fighting and believing in your heart and soul that you got this, it belongs to you. And no one can take it away. So fight for it, ladies and gentlemen. Work hard and never give up. Let them know that you're here right now. You got to make it count. You got to believe. You got to fight. You got to dig. You got to push with everything you got. I want you to go on that journey. I want you to walk down that path. I want you to run as hard as you can. I want you to go towards your victory and stop wasting it. And if it's hard, so what? Go get it. Let the world know that you mean business. Because as the sun is shining on my face and not on my grave, I will continue. And so should you. So you go to work. You do your best. Be your best. And from the bottom of my heart, ladies and gentlemen, conduct your business.
You are in a position right now where you feel you can't go on. You're tired, you're frustrated, things are not going the way you want them to go, and you feel like giving up. Well, I can tell you this, it gets to a point where you want to give up. It gets to a point where you can't carry on. You feel like you don't have it anymore. But I'm here to let you know, ladies and gentlemen, you still have a chance. There's a chance for you and there's a chance for me. There's a chance for anybody and everyone out there that is willing to push a little bit harder. I promise you this. Throughout life, as long as you're living, you're going to be tested. But do you have the capabilities to pass the test? Do you have the tenacity and the grit to dig a little bit deeper? Ladies and gentlemen, everybody moves different. Sometimes we get captivated by what other people are doing, how they're living, what they're wearing, all of those things. And we feel we should be a part of that too. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're all guilty of it. Why can I have this or that?
So the time that you have is the time that is given, is the time for you to go after it. It's the time for you to believe. It's the time for you to take the chance. If you have a vision, chase your vision. Don't be complacent with your ideas. Don't be afraid to take a chance. Don't be afraid to take a chance on life. Don't be afraid to stand on what you believe in. If you seek greatness, then go after greatness. There are going to be hardships along the way. You will not win every battle. But you got to take a chance.
You have to feed your mind and your spirit that you can do it. A lot of challenges, ladies and gentlemen, are going to come. Whether you're rich or poor, or maybe in the middle, maybe you're just living a good life and you're just getting by. I believe most of us are just getting by no matter what we have in life, because life itself has numerous challenges. But today is a blessed day and you're living, and you have to be strong, and you have to trust in yourself, and you have to believe no matter what comes after you. Make a stand. Take charge of your life and see the value within yourself. Not everybody is going to stand with you. Not everybody is going to hope the best for you. Not everybody is going to believe in you. When it's all said and done, you got to believe in yourself. Don't get lost in misery. Don't get lost in anger. Don't let your emotions control you to where you can't focus. I know it happens often. We've all been through that chaos once upon a time or two in our lives. But this is our lives we're talking about. And we're fighting for it each and every day. So please, ladies and gentlemen, stay in your lane. Stay on your path. Find your destiny. Search deep within yourself. And know that you do have purpose. That is why you exist. So carry on the good fight. Don't give up on you. I believe in you. It's time for you to believe in yourself. You've given so much of yourself to anyone and everybody that's come your way. And now here you are, drained, tired, weak, don't know the direction you want to go. Because you've used up all of your valuable time and wasted on the things that are not helping you to grow. Here's what I suggest. I want you to take a moment, have a moment of clarity, and accept the fact that you have to be willing to disconnect yourself from things that are not helping you to grow. That means, ladies and gentlemen, you got to make time for you. You cannot waste time, because time, as we all know, is of an essence. And time marches on with or without you. And if you're wasting time doing nothing with what you have, then it will be nothing. It will be in vain. And it'll be a shame for you to waste time doing nothing with your life. You have to take a chance within yourself and say, I got to go forth. Mentally, physically, spiritually, all of these things must be connected so that I can grow. And it's never too late to grow, ladies and gentlemen. But you've got to do something better in your life. And you have to stop allowing outside interference to interfere with you and what you have going on in your life today. We don't have a lot of time. There are too many things that are happening around us. We are so afraid to just be alone sometimes. We're so afraid that we feel that we have to have a bunch of people around us to make us feel special and amazing. And you really don't need all of that. But what you need is support within yourself. Don't be afraid to make those sacrifices. Don't be afraid to hold back. Just go forward. Stay away from negativity if you can. Don't buy into the nonsense of thinking that you're less of yourself when you're so much more. And stop playing the blame game. Doesn't work. Don't point fingers. Know that you are responsible for your life right now. And you're going to lose more so than you gain. But the gains that you get, as long as it's in a positive way, then you're on the right track. So convince yourself and believe in yourself and know that you do have work to do within you. And those that oppose against you making those sacrifices, they were never for you in the first place. Don't waste your time draining yourself for these others. Don't waste your time
doing things that's not helping you to grow. Don't waste your time on laziness.
I decided that I knew who I was, and I knew what I had to do, and I knew it wasn't going to be easy, and I knew I had to continue to fight the good fight. No matter what anyone said or thought or believed about me, I, within myself, took the chance to say, I am who I am great within myself, and no one or anything can stop my purpose.
Make those sacrifices that will make you better. Eliminate the things that are not helping you to grow. Because you're holding on to things that is taken away from you. And you will never see the real truth if you continue to believe in lie. Keep it moving, and from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business.
Kill your laziness. It doesn't deserve life. You cannot accept weakness, nor can you accept excuses. You are responsible for your life. Laziness will destroy you forever. Get up out that bed right now. Stop being lazy. The time is right now. And if you're not ready to step up to the plate, then you have to get your mind in the right place. Stop allowing your laziness to control your passion. Your passion is connected to your destiny. But I'm here to let you know right now, you have got to stop sleeping. You want to be something, but you're not prepared to make the sacrifices to get there. Are you going to sit around and just wait and say, I'll do it tomorrow or the next day or the day after? There is no tomorrow. You know that. I know that. Don't be that other person that's sitting on the sidelines, hoping for something to happen, waiting for something to happen. Let's get to work. Let's fight for this life. Let's train hard. Let's dig deeper. Let's push forward. Because that purpose that is flowing through your veins, ladies and gentlemen, I promise you, it will give you the ammunition you need to get stronger, to get faster, to get better, to have that mind in the right place, because you know it is attached to you. You know this is who you are. But nothing is going to happen unless you make it happen first. Don't wait for someone else to tap you on the shoulder and say, go. You go and you do it right now because you know it has to be done. You want to be that person? You want to be your very best? Then give me more than your best. Give me more than what you think you are worth. You owe it to yourself. So don't get out here and play games with your life. Don't get out here and play games like it's a joke. It's not a game. It's called work. It's called dedication. It's called attitude. It's called grit. It's called tenacity. It's called power. It's called strength. Too many people waste too much time on laziness and excuses. But this is not the time nor the place. If you're waiting for something to happen on its own, good luck, because it doesn't work that way. Kill your laziness. You know who you are. You know what you're made of. You know what you're capable of. So show up. When are you going to wake up and start believing in yourself again? There was a time you believed in yourself. You believed that you could touch the sky and go beyond it. But somehow, you've allowed the things that you truly wanted to be die? Why did you stop believing in yourself? Why did you believe that you were less when you are so much more? Why are you still doubting? Why are you still sleeping? You must have thought that it was just going to be easy the whole time that you were pursuing your dreams. You have to understand that even with dreams, nightmares tend to show up. Stress tends to put you in a position where you want to give up. It will pass. But you can't sit around and hold on to these dreams for too long. Just remember, you are in the driver's seat. You have to ultimately have the discipline and the mindset to push through every obstacle that comes your way. Not many people have that opportunity to be able to get up and move. There are people that will trade places with you right now if they could. But what are you doing? You must get beyond the laziness mentality. And going beyond takes struggle, takes sacrifice. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, it will hurt. You must see through all those things that are holding you down and keeping you down. And you must disconnect yourself from negative thoughts and negative people. Everybody's not ready to take that journey with you. And sometimes you just got to do it alone. You don't need a workout buddy or a workout partner to take care of you. You owe it to yourself. We're talking about you. We're talking about strength. We're talking about work. We're talking about working towards your best. Leave the rest behind. That starts with you. Everything counts. Everything matters. But you got to dedicate yourself to it. This is that time. This is that moment. Listen up. Kill your laziness. It doesn't deserve to live. It means you no good. Don't allow it to live. Kill it today. You have no idea. There are millions of people out there that wish they had a chance. The chance that you have right now. You're sitting around being lazy. You don't feel like doing it. You don't feel like being better. You're always saying, I will never do this, I will never do that. But then you wait for the doctor to say something. You wait for that doctor to diagnose you with something. Sometimes some of these things, you can stop. You can prevent it. You just choose not to. Stop acting like it's a game and start getting serious, because only time matters. But how much time do you think you have? How much time do you think you're gonna be able to hold on to if you're doing nothing with it? But if you're in a good place right now, ladies and gentlemen, don't you wait for something bad to happen before you decide to fight. We're not just talking about just losing weight. We're not just talking about nutrition. We're talking about the fight of the life. The fight of the life that has been given to you. I say fight each and every day. I say push with every rep. I say run that extra mile. I say stop making excuses and just kill your laziness. That means you have to have balance and you cannot be complacent. Start today. Work today. Have the dignity for the life that has been given to you. This is that moment. This is that time. This is that hour. So dedicate yourself. Kill your laziness. And from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business. You still waiting on that alarm clock to wake you up. You're still depending on a sound to get you up and get you moving. You depend on it so much because you're too lazy to get up out of that bed and get on with your life. That alarm clock ain't got no business for you. You live in your life like tomorrow is yours. You have allowed laziness to control you because you don't want to get yourself up enough. Hit the reset button and get to work. Rebuild your life. Your life is precious. Fight for it. Get out of the abyss of misery. Get some air in your lungs and start living again. Tell weakness to shut up. Tell excuses to be quiet. Pity won't save you. You looking for a way out? I'm telling you to find a way in. Stop looking for help all the time and help yourself. Find a way to win your life back. Don't you dare say you're done. You don't have permission to give up. I never said it was going to be easy. You're going to be judged. You're going to be put down. Not everybody's going to support you. Not everybody's going to believe in you. There are going to come times when you're going to be broken all to pieces. And you're going to feel like you cannot get it all together. You can't seem to bring your life back on track. But get that mess out of your ears and listen to the words that I'm saying. You can put your life back together again. You have the faith. You have the strength. You have the knowledge. You have the ability. Now go to work and do your business. No more of saying that you're not strong enough. No more of saying, I tried. Stop trying and start doing it. Your life has meaning. Your life has purpose. Your strength is within you. You were born with it. There's something internal inside of you that has more power than your flesh. Whatever circumstance that you are dealing with right now in your life, I am telling you right now, it is only going to last for a short time. Every day something is changing in somebody's life. Your life is changing. My life is changing. Your loved ones' lives are changing. Stop wasting time doing nothing with your life because you only got so much time, people. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, there's one thing that we cannot escape. The inevitable is coming for all of us. Death is something that we cannot escape. Life is no joke, ladies and gentlemen, but it is such an amazing gift. What we do with it depends on how we live it. Think about what you're doing with your life. I get it. People are hurting. People are miserable from time to time. People are angry from time to time. I understand it. You know why? Because you're a human being. And being human is hard. Being human is tough. But guess what? Nobody can do you better than you, ladies and gentlemen. Find a way to understand that your life does matter. And it is not over. You can put it back together again. With passion, with conviction, with purpose, with will. But if you're sitting around being miserable, looking for a pity party, looking for someone to save you, you're going to be in a world of hurt. Stop with that madness of being pity. The world is what it is. People do what they do. Not everyone is decent. Not everyone means you well. And the world don't stop because you having a bad day. You having a good day because you're still alive. That means it's a good day. Maybe it wasn't a great day, but it was a good day because you made it and you're still alive. Everybody's gonna fall. Everybody's gonna get knocked down. But you don't have to stay there, ladies and gentlemen. As I always say, get back up and keep pushing forward. Nobody's coming down there to get you. You gotta get up. Stop looking for someone to pull you out of a situation that you did not have to be in. I'm looking for this person. I'm looking for that person to bail me out. No, bail yourself out. Figure it out. Don't look for everybody to save you and get you out of your mess. Get yourself out of your mess sometimes. Don't depend on others to make you happy. Don't depend on others to give you a better life than what you have today. You depending on other people instead of depending on you. Have some integrity about yourself. Stand on your morals and your principles. Stop selling yourself out. You don't have to start over. Start up today. Do something and do it today. How much time do you think you have left? Don't live your life as if you're gonna go on forever. Don't live your life and assume that all you're good for is being miserable. Let me let you know right now, ladies and gentlemen, those that have had it easy don't know tough. Those that have had it easy do not understand the significance of toughness. Don't you dare look to them for strength. That's not how it works, ladies and gentlemen. Put it aside and do better with your life. Rebuild it. Let your actions speak louder than your excuses. Let your actions speak louder than your weakness. Let your actions flow through your veins. You reconstruct your life. But if you're not applying yourself to better yourself mentally, physically, or even spiritually, then you will remain broken. Enough with the weakness. You put more effort in excuses and weakness, but you refuse to find a way to be strong. If you're a man, you better be a better man. If you're a woman, you better be a better woman. We are fighting for our lives every single day, people. Don't kill your life, people. Sometimes when things get broken, it doesn't mean that they're broken forever. Find a way to stand and push through life and keep going forward. Be productive. Stay strong. Never quit. And from the bottom of my heart, ladies and gentlemen, conduct your business.
You gotta go through this hell, man. This is it. Because as long as you're living, you gotta keep moving.
Sometimes these things that I endured, I felt that I was at the rock bottom of my life. Through hell, through the pain, the agony, I knew it was gonna be tough, but I just had to get a little bit tougher. This is why I'm the man that I am today. When bad things happen, what do? You build from them. You learn from them. You grow from them. You have the passion and understanding that you have work to do. It sucked. It hurt. I had those moments when I wanted to give up my life. I said, enough. I don't want to live like this anymore. But how do you get out of this hell, man? How do you rise up out of this hell, man? How can I save myself? That's how I had to say it to myself. Get out of this. You don't need to be here anymore. Something else has to happen. You know you could do better. There's a lot of people in the world that just want to feel sorry for the rest of their lives. Sorry does not control you. Sorry will never control me. I am the master of my life. I am not going to die being miserable. I am not going to give up because I know that there's purpose within me. I must continue to push with every ounce of strength that I have. I don't want to survive. I'm going to live. I knew who I was. You know you can be better. There's no time for pity. Don't look for someone to dig you out. You at the bottom, get out of the bottom. You down at the end of your rope, climb up the rope. How can I take care of myself? How can I survive? What am I going to do? Am I going to run for help? Or am I going to run through this hell? Maybe that's what it needed to be. Maybe that was the kind of hell I had to go through. And I went through it for a reason. Because I lost, I won, but I refused to give up. Don't tell me you have a dream if you're not willing to wake up and chase it. You want to be the greatest. You want the world to know your name. You think any of the goats, do you think they let fear stop them from going after what they wanted? No! They got up and gave it everything that they have because they knew they were destined for something bigger, for something better, for something greater. They knew they were made to be great. You know why you make so many excuses? It's because you're scared. You're scared to be great. You are scared to make it out of your hometown. You are scared to live up to your potential. You think you are scared that you're not going to make it. No, ladies and gentlemen, you are scared that you are. You are scared to be great because you think you don't deserve it. But I'm here to tell you that you are. You are terrified that you won't be able to reach your goals. I get it. I understand it. Fear has a funny way of getting your attention. Do not let fear or failure stop you. If you do not rise to your destiny, the world will miss out on your greatness. So can you rise to the challenge? Can you face uncomfortable moments? Can you sacrifice what is needed to be great? I'm not here to tell you that it's easy. Life is never easy. I'm here to tell you that it is time for you to accept the challenge. Like the phoenix from the ashes. Like the hero in a story. It's time for you to get up and grind. As the sun rises in the morning, let it be your reminder that even after the darkest of the nights, the sun rises to meet the day. Let the hope in your heart be an inspiration you need to fight another day. It's time for you to rise. It's time for you to grind. You know the thing that you need to understand? Let's think about success. How do you get success without struggle first? How do you get success without hell first? You don't get this life easy. You don't get a victory easy. You don't get success easy. There's a price we all have to pay. You can't have these things that you want so bad, and there's no type of hell attached to it. Success is not attracted to you because you feel that you deserve it, because you feel you have a privilege, because you are who you are. Who are you if you don't know what hell is? How can others understand who you are? How can you tell your story? How can people know the significance of what you've been through throughout your life?
if you never tasted hell. Hell, it's real. But you don't have to stay there. You can come out of the depths of hell. You could come out of the darkness. But you have to believe and know that what you are going through has to be this way. Hell is just a part of the development. Dark days are gonna come. Sacrifices have to come. Suffering must come. Everybody wants to have an easy way. There are no easy ways. Yes, I was faced with many battles. I was challenged throughout my life because I was in so much pain. There were cold days. There were warm days. Oh, it was some cold, cold nights. But I'm here. I'm better. I'm stronger. I didn't like being cold. But I didn't die. All of these things is what made me better. All of these things is what made me stronger. All of these things is what pushed me through every single day of my life. I didn't quit living. Oh my gosh, what am I gonna do? Woe is me. No one cares. You're absolutely right. No one cares. Question is, do you care? Do you care enough about your life? No one cares about my feelings. Other people are hurting too. Who are you to say that you are the only one that's hurting when other people are going through some kind of hell themselves? But what do you do? How do you get through hell? Don't think that hell is forever. How do you push? How do you go through it? Let me tell you about emotions. See, weakness, weakness doesn't own me. Weakness has no reason to have a conversation with me. I knew who I was. My life is my life. How do I deal with this situation? Do I fight or do I live another day to fight? Because if you allow your emotions to control you, there is no tomorrow for you. Because once those emotions take over, all hell can break loose. Something is happening. Hell is coming for you. So buckle up and prepare yourself. You are going to experience some agonizing pain. And if you allow it, hell will kill you. But hell doesn't deserve your life. If hell is coming, give it hell. If hell is attacking you, fight through hell. If hell wants to kill you, you let hell know, I'm not yours. You don't possess me. You don't own me. I'm just living through this hell. Do you understand what it means to stand alone? To feel alone? Being alone doesn't mean you can't be in a better place in your life. What do you want to do with your life today? Stop looking around the corner, hoping that something or someone will save you. There are gonna be times when you are down and you feel that you are alone and there's no one standing with you to lift you up, to build you up, to give you the strength that you are truly searching for. Don't look for validation. Don't look for others to pat you on the back. I will not look for others to lift me up. I will have the ability to know that if I'm alone, I will stand up and I will be magnificent. If I got to stand, then let me stand alone. Maybe you're going to be the only one left standing, but at least you're standing.
and you don't have to prove anything to anyone, but prove it to yourself. Maybe everybody is not going to accept you, but can you accept yourself? Can you trust in yourself? Let's start saying, I am going to do what I need to do so I can get where I need to be. Yes, I am not going to get it overnight. Yes, it's going to take some time, some months, some years. It doesn't mean that you give up. That doesn't mean that everything is over for you. Being alone doesn't mean that you're done. You're not done. You're just a work in progress. Don't give up. And sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, being alone doesn't mean that you're alone forever. Purpose will always do its job. The right people will show up at the right time, and they will lift you up and carry you on the rest of the way. But you got to apply first. You got to sign your name on the dotted line. It is necessary that you struggle. It is necessary that you feel alone. It is necessary that you have to continue to go forward. You have this day for a reason. The days that we have been blessed with on this planet has given us a chance to better ourselves. For many years, we have been taught to believe that it is an 80-20 method. Why not just believe that it's a 90-10? That's right, 90% mental, 10% physical. Let's talk about the mindset of a champion. The person that is willing to go that extra mile. You know what a champion is supposed to do. Someone tells you to do 10, why not go 11? Somebody asks you to run a mile, why not run 2? That's how you do it. That's how champions are made. A person that believes that they can go as long as they need to go. They understand the true nature of what a champion must do. They're not afraid to face a challenge. They're not running away from the opponent that is facing them. Maybe you're not an athlete. Maybe you don't own a business. But let's be honest, ladies and gentlemen, we're all great at something. We are all built different. We are all made different. But we all must be willing. You got to have that champion mindset. You've seen it. You have admired it. You have watched other individuals, and they became the best of themselves. Now it's your turn. You are up next. Now, are you prepared to take the chances? Are you prepared to make a difference? Are you going to be the one that they can remember? You're winning to be the best at what you do. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, it's not always about the skill. It's about the will of the individual. The will to win. The will to push. The will to fight. Until you have nothing else left to give. Let the world know that you are a champion. Sometimes the world is going to turn its back on you. Sometimes you're going to be put in a predicament when you feel alone. Sometimes the people that you depend on, they're not going to always be there. You should not look for people to help you. Because there are people right now that have their own issues, their own circumstances, their own problems. And nobody owes you anything. That was a time when you were a child. And you had to grow up. Maybe you didn't have the best upbringing. Maybe you did not have the best mother. Maybe you did not have the best father. Maybe you were put through a whirlwind of pain and struggle and hurt and anger. But no one understands that grief. No one understands that pain. No one understands that misery better than you. Many people have been hurt. They have been knocked down. They didn't understand why. Why? Why? What did I do to deserve this pain? Why did my mother abandon me? Why did my father walk out on me? Why? There are many people out there that have been through some kind of pain, and hell showed up, but they did not give up. I don't know your circumstance. I don't know what you've been through. Maybe you didn't have a great come up. Maybe your life did start off a little rocky. But did it make you better? Did you learn from it? Embrace those hardships. The past is the past. There's nothing you can do about it. So today, you have to make up your mind. Maybe being alone will make you stronger. Pain does something to all of us. It will give you a sense of understanding that through the tough times, you have the ability to get better. So if you are alone right now, if you are alone in that room right now, if you're sitting in a quiet place right now, have that moment to yourself. That's how it begins. If you're in a bad position in your life, find a way out. Because no one is going to save you. Save yourself. You don't have time to waste time. Because every second of every moment of every day counts. You better get busy right now. Because once it's over, you won't get it back. Once this life is over, it can't come back. You are not here to do nothing with your life. Right now is all you have. And if tomorrow is promised, do something with it. Speak life. Speak life. Think about life itself. Here today, gone tomorrow. Each day that you live is a chance to win. No one is promised a second of air. No one is promised to wake up the very next day. All you got is this moment right now. This day right now. So do the things that will better you. Because the time that you have is not much time at all. Live this life the best way you know how. Pride will take you down. Love will lift you up. find something that you believe in that you know will lift you up when you're down. Don't you dare think that tomorrow is going to wait for you. The moment you close your eyes may be your last time. Too many people right now are no longer on this earth, and they had a chance, but they didn't take it. They didn't better themselves. They didn't get their health in the right place. They didn't get their minds in the right place. They spent too much time wasting it, as if time owes them. Time doesn't owe you. Time doesn't belong to you. But you have a moment. You have this moment right now. Whatever mistakes you made, you're still here. Make every day count. What plans do you have today? How much peace do you have in your heart? Where do you want to go from here in your life? What are your plans for the rest of your life? Don't waste your time doing nothing. This is when you have to go within yourself and know that you must make every day count. Because tomorrow doesn't belong to you. Feeling sorry? Not gonna work. Not gonna help you. Being down? We all go through it. I can't stay neutral. I have to press on. You got to press on. For each day you live, for each day you breathe, is a chance. Each day that you open your eyes is a chance. So let's go. When you say that you're not gonna make it, then you won't make it. But when you say, I gotta make it, you will win it all. It's my time. And I got to put the work in. And I got to be hungry enough to go after it each and every day. I understand it will never be easy. I understand that I got to work, but I will not give up. I know that I have to work. I know that I have to believe. I know I have to trust in me. Because that's the power, ladies and gentlemen. That is the ultimate truth. Is believing. You got to stand on it every day. Tomorrow does not belong to any of us. Tomorrow, it has already set the stage for what's coming. So let's go and live. Open up your mindset and live. Feel your heart beating and live. Not one living human being is perfect. Not one. But we have to do our best to do the things that we must do to carry on. It's too hard. I don't want to do it. Then it's you with the problem. Stop playing the blame game and go about your business. It's up to me now. When it starts to get too tough for you and you don't seem to have the mental capacity to fight through the pain and the agony, you still gotta stand. And sometimes you just gotta stand alone. Whatever it is that you need to do, get it done and get it done right now. How can you say you enjoy life if you're not taking care of yourself? How can you say you are living your best life if you're not taking care of your life? Get up and transform your mindset. Get up and live. Swallow that pride. Let's do it together. Let's get to work together. Let's lift each other up together. Make every day count. For each day you live, for each day you breathe, there's a chance. Be productive, be strong, and from the bottom of my heart, ladies and gentlemen, conduct your business.